It's Tuesday, it's 11:30, October 13th. This is Viva La Vegan, the upstart on the vegan revolution. I'm Spencer Alexander Miro, and today's topic is on Botigenous and veganism. I'm here with Renee Paredes, member of Botigenous, former officer of Pierce College's Feminist Club, and as well as vegan activist. So, Renee, how are you today? And thank you for coming into kpcradio.com.
I'm doing really well today, and no problem.
I just want to get into this. So, Renee, can you tell me about your background and where you come from?
Yeah, I was born and raised in pretty much the same home for all 22 years of my life in Reseda. I come from a mixed background. My mom is white. My dad is Mexican. My dad came from Mexico and met my mom here. I grew up with three siblings. Almost forgot how many siblings I have. And it was tough at times, but we all get along really well. And I went throughout school, was the first person to graduate from high school. And now I'm here in college. I'm the first kid to go to college in my family. So
that's amazing. That's great. What do you study at Pierce College?
Initially, I went in for nursing, but I since have changed it to public health just because I found that even though I am interested in the healthcare field, I wanted to do more than just care, just to care for people. I wanted to also have it like more of a widespread change. And so even though I'm interested in like the interpersonal connections, I thought that public health would like help me go into the medical industrial complex and really see especially how gender diversity affects the hospital experience and how there isn't really really training or knowledge for healthcare staff about how to address and to care for individuals who aren't like gender who are gender nonconforming.
Can you explain a little bit about gender nonconforming just for views?
Yeah, so especially in the Western society, we kind of think of gender as a binary and that it's attached to your sex assigned at birth. But folks can have genders based on how you perceive yourself. And so people don't always perceive themselves as strictly male or female based on how they're assigned at birth. It can be either in between or anywhere outside those two.
And now that you're a member of Botigenous,
right?
I hope I'm saying that correctly. Can you explain to me what it is? How would you describe it?
Okay, so Botigenous stands for Black, Latino, Indigenous. We are a progressive social justice group focusing on the socioeconomic outcomes of Black, Latino, and Latina and Indigenous peoples. So we are trying to achieve this through education, protests, and empowering initiatives that incorporate the knowledge and voices of the oppressed. It's not just focusing on strictly on Black, Latino, and Indigenous people. We also acknowledge that everyone, a part of these communities, also have a variety of identities, not just strictly within those boxes. So we're against like racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, transphobia, all these things. We're trying to create community through more of a grassroots mobilization route. And so we have six main focuses. Our first one's on education. Just because people within these communities are among the most vulnerable for tuition hikes and funding cuts and whatnot, and tend to have the lowest graduation rates. We would like to, our second goal is to reform a racist and unjust criminal justice system. Our third goal is to help raise media literacy. Our fourth is to help fight for economic justice. Our fifth is for environmental and global consciousness. And our sixth goal is to develop the ability to mobilize communities in times of need.
That's amazing. And just, how'd you guys start up though? I've just recently heard about this.
So this is a very new club. This is our first semester. I found out about this club by word from word of mouth. I had heard that McKeever was joining with some students during the summer, I believe, last summer, and not this previous summer, but the one before that. And I wasn't really sure what it was about. I just heard the name and like what their kind of goals were and what they're trying to do. And so after a few weeks, I decided to join, and it's been really, really great. I've never seen like so much effort and love being put into a club before. You know, I've been part of clubs before, and you know, there was community and there was love for each other and what we're trying to do, but I don't think we've ever accomplished as much as we have in Platygenis in such a short amount of time.
What made you join the club, though?
I think just looking, like I said before, I had been part of clubs, but we hadn't really accomplished as much as we wanted to before. And I liked how this club was kind of more all-encompassing in the kinds of things that I was thinking about and the kinds of things that I wanted to focus on. And I saw how much like power and initiative everyone had to just like get things done. And so that really made me want to join it and to be a part of that. And I never saw such like community building on a college campus before.
It's very powerful. Yeah. All the past events that you guys had, like you've had a LGBTQ hosting community, right?
Yeah. Our most recent event was for Latina Heritage Month. And so we hosted a panel on being LGBTQ and Latinx. I say Latinx as a way to be more inclusive of gender. Latina is kind of is more addressing the binary as male and female. And so Latinx leaves room for people who don't identify as male or female. So we had a series of panelists. It was me, some other members. We had Serena as a moderator and Dan as part of the panel, as well as Raja, their partner. And we also had Nancy Aragon and Professor James Thing join us.
That's amazing. In the future events you guys are having, are you, any plans for actually this semester? You guys just started.
Right.
But is there anything planned for this semester to go on?
For the rest of the semester, we're still working. We have some things in the works. I mean, today we have an event with two panelists at the Great Hall at 2:30. Not sure if anyone will be able to go, but yeah. And then once Latinx Heritage Month ends, we're going to start working on Black History Month, but I believe that won't be until next semester. But we'll continue to be working for November, I believe. We would like to host a Black Lives Matter event. And in November as well, we're going to be having a Trans Remembrance Vigil. That'll be they'll start as a march, and it'll come back to campus where we'll host a remembrance for the 20 plus trans women who have lost their lives this year.
Wow, that's really powerful stuff too. And to back it up just a little bit about the Great Hall today at 2:30.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about the panel?
Yeah, it's going to be Rebecca Romo talking about her research on Black and Latino communities, which is also referred to as Blacksigans. And Julio Suha will be presenting his research on, don't quite remember what his research is on, but it's also pertaining to Latinx communities as well.
Mm-hmm. So future goals, plans for the club?
Just continuing to do what we've already been doing. We've been having a lot of clubs, a lot of events and club meetings. And just, we'd like to attract more people, bring more attention and visibility to the communities we're addressing. And we would really love to spread out to other campuses and have different branches. Even like thinking about sub branches and where we are now, and trying to address different intersectionalities amongst these communities, and just keep working and not giving up.
How could someone join and become supportive?
Just ask to join. We have meetings on Wednesdays at 2:30 in Behavioral Science 1300. And if you can't make those meetings, we do have a Facebook group. Just type in Blatiginous, BLATIGENOUS, and you'll find our group. You can join in by just like participating in the discussions we have on our group, posting articles, asking questions. We welcome everyone. You don't have to be a part of those three communities that are in our name. You can be an ally too. We welcome anyone.
We're going to change subjects.
Okay.
And we're going to go into the lifestyle of veganism. This is very important to me, obviously, because of the name. But you're a vegan yourself.
Yeah.
And you go to Pierce College. So what made you change your lifestyle and become vegan?
So initially, about like 2.5 years ago, I went vegetarian as more of like a personal challenge to see if I could do it. But then as I continued with it, I learned a lot more about like the lifestyle. It's not just food choices, like what you're eating. I mean, it's not just about what you're not eating. It's also just learning about how you interact with your food and like think about it. It's like a whole new mindset. And so with that, I went into veganism, and I learned a lot more empathy for animals and learning more about, you know, where these products are coming from. And so I probably went vegan about a year ago.
A year ago. Basically, yeah, okay. What, like, why do you think people should believe and change to become a plant-based diet and become vegan?
Why they should make the change? I mean, you could go online and look up, you know, all the practices going on in, like, slaughterhouses and whatnot, and how just, like, terrible, like, I don't understand how anyone can watch that and still, you know, feel like it's okay. I know for me, trying to incorporate the things I've learned through social activism and merging that with my work for like animal liberation movements. You know, I see a lot of the face of veganism is. Can you repeat the question?
Why do you think people should change to become a plant-based diet and become vegan?
Okay. So going off of what I was saying, it's just, for me personally, what I typically tell people is that since going on a plant-based diet and becoming vegan, not only has like my health and energy been like so much better, it's also just like I felt a whole new connection to like the food that I was eating. Like, I think typically when we eat meat, we kind of distance ourselves from where it really comes from. And so we don't learn how to connect with our food. It's very passive. And we don't want to understand where it comes from, because we know how painful it is for the animal and for us to know that, that you're partaking in that cruelty. And so for me, I've learned a lot about how to really appreciate where my food comes from. And like, this is plant, like the things I'm eating are plant-based. Like, this came from the earth. Like, I just think that's really cool. Like, nothing had to be harmed for this. I mean, it's also important to go into agriculture processes and the workers who work there. But, you know, we take one step at a time, and I think veganism is like the best step you can take as far as like just becoming more connected.
You were telling me, Will, you were answering about how you do some activism, and I've seen that you share a lot of stuff about being vegan. Can you tell me a little bit about that, like what interests you the most into this type of stuff, or what activism you've done?
I'm really interested right now in learning more about like food justice organizations, and seeing how especially for communities of color, and indigenous populations, and doing research on what their relationship was with food before, you know, they were colonized and whatnot. For activism, it's just going into learning more about these things, and really trying to encourage other people to learn with me, because I'm still in the learning process. I don't believe I'm yet at a time when I can get up in front of everyone and tell them, you know, about food justice, but I'm just learning more about how to incorporate sustainable gardening practices into especially low-income communities and communities of color. Having community gardens and growing their own food can be an act of resistance to like big corporations, and I think that's a really great form of activism. You're not only nurturing yourself, you're like nurturing the earth also.
Do you have any advice for people that want to become vegan?
Do research. I know for me, I don't know every single statistic out there, but I just from reading and learning about different things, you know, veganism isn't only PETA. There's a lot more out there, believe me. And being willing to criticize things, I think, also, and continue to learn more about yourself in the process, and read books. There's a lot of literature out there also, which I'm still learning about, but looking at recipes all the time too is really fun, and not being afraid to cook your own food and to ask questions, especially when going out into restaurants. I think that's a really big concern that people have, that they won't be able to like go out with their friends and have fun, but you definitely can. You just have to ask questions, and sometimes that involves just like ordering like 5 side dishes while everyone else has like an entree, but it's still fun. But yeah, just ask a lot of questions and talk to other people, and like if people criticize you for what you're doing, like it's not important. Like you're benefiting so many more living things, and just continue to think about like how you're helping, you know, the earth.
Was it hard for you at all? Did it change? What was the reaction? Did you get any reaction when you moved over to being vegan?
Definitely from my family. Coming from a household that was predominantly like Mexican culture, a lot of the dishes that we had were meat or like animal product based. So when I it was very hard for me to just accept that I wouldn't be able to really eat what they were cooking. But I figured that, you know, that's just a small like emotion and a small step that I could take to save and to help save like all these lives of all these animals. Like their lives are worth more than me, you know, eating a certain dish. I could learn how to prepare these things myself and veganize them and probably make them even better. And so that was, you know, difficult for my family. I know my dad was kind of just like, you can't live off carrots for the rest of your life. But like, I do love carrots, but that's not all I eat. So it was mostly just like family, you know, they still like poke fun at me at sometimes during like events, like that I'm the one in the corner, like eating like sticks of celery or something, but I'm not. And I can, even though they make fun of me, I can see changes in their diet too. You know, when my dad makes something and it just so happens to be like accidentally vegan, he'll like tell me, and he'd be like super excited that I can like eat it too. And so I can see him like making changes and like substituting things so that I can eat them. And not only is it good for me, it's like good for him too and the animals. Yeah, but as far as like friends go, they were super supportive of it. A lot of them had been like trying out vegetarianism while I was vegetarian, and then once I went vegan, I hope they saw how much how passionate I was about it, and they listened to like the dialogues that I tried to have with them, and since then, you know, a few of them have gone either vegan or they've gone like full-on vegetarian, and it's really cool to see.
I love it. How do you think the future is looking for veganism? Do you think it's gaining more ground and people are making the change?
Definitely. I'm seeing a lot of, going back to like food justice things, I'm seeing a lot of organizations popping up for encouraging plant-based diets in, as far as like indigenous cultures go. There's websites like Decolonize Your Diet and like indigenous food cookbooks coming up, and so it's not just, you know, the face of veganism is definitely changing, and I think that's encouraging a lot of people to go vegan. You know, veganism doesn't have to be, you know, the upper middle class, white, young, you know, beautiful people that typically beautiful people that we see on like television and stuff, and on the face of these advertisements, it's people of color who are beautiful too, and it's older generations, it's kids who are going vegan too. It's like anyone can do it. It's definitely possible.
So also, we're gonna go back to the club with Blitigenous, and you guys being a social justice group that focuses on, you know, Black, Latino, and Indigenous people, there's a big change coming, correct? How do you think this future of this is going to look? I mean, it's everywhere, you can see it, but how do you feel this is coming along?
I think organizations like this are really encouraging everyone to really acknowledge that, you know, we can work together, and that we do have all these like intersecting identities, and we can stand like with one another instead of against one another, and really like uplift each other's voices. And, you know, this goes for like veganism also, like that we all come from different places, but we all have struggles also. And so, you know, while one person can uplift the voice of another, that person can help out that other one also. It's a mutual effort, and I think it's gonna get a lot bigger. We're gonna get a lot louder and more visible in the upcoming future.
I really hope so. I think it's happening right now, and I think it's gonna be great. So to go off that, I would say, how is, you know, here in Pierce College, because I want to bring it back to the San Fernando Valley, how is that looking for this type of community?
As far as, like, Blitigenous kind of things,
yes,
go? Well, like, for me personally, I'm also involved with an organization in the Valley called Somos Familia Valle, and we're a grassroots organization seeking to bring like visibility and unity amongst LGBTQ populations in the Valley, especially for communities of color. And so we really focus on the youth and on family acceptance. And we're actually going to be having our second annual Pride March in Pacoima on November 14th at 12:30. And so I encourage everyone to look that up and attend.
That's great. I love it. So thank you so much for coming on to kpcradio.com.
Thank you.
Do you have any plugs or links that you'd like to give out?
Just everyone check out Blitigenous on Facebook, and also Somos Familia Valle. And, you know, look up the Pride March. We have an event page on Facebook, and we encourage everyone to come.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
kpcradio.com.